Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Word Vomit Podcast, a podcast where we give our takes on the worlds of video games, music, comics, movies, and television. I am your host, Vitamin E-Man, that's stubborn SOB, and on this episode, we have Sean Vander.
No catchy line to get in to start the show, we start in hot.
And to my right is Randy Kings.
Hot indeed.
And we're recording from Garage Studios. This podcast is free for your listening pleasure. If you want to help this podcast, make sure to like, share, subscribe. Guys, what is up?
My stuttering line right there.
I know,
right there. Okay. Like at the beginning, I miss a show, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, Sean, you like to stutter on shows now, huh? You know, you've not done this over and over again?
I mean, it's actually kind of
what's going on?
You've got going.
Not really.
You know, I'm pretty sure nobody would have actually noticed it until you put a spotlight on it.
It's all right. No, Sean. I want the word vomiteers to point at me and be like, do better.
I'm like, all right. Though, because then it points at all of us.
Yeah.
No,
because,
yes, me.
Because what,
you guys
what
you
it does,
are fine.
You, yeah, but you're associated with word
you
vomit
represent
podcasts.
Us.
So
as we represent you on this
we
podcast.
We either grow together or we fall together.
In this podcast. That's who we represent.
Okay.
We represent.
Oh, God.
The Word Vomit Podcast.
I do it on my stream too, every now and again,
but we're
which
not,
is fun.
We're not associated
with my stream.
Yeah.
No, I guess you're not.
So
you're really not.
So stop bad talking yourself.
I know, man.
Because by proxy, you bad talk us.
You're better.
Never.
You are
never
better
bad
than
talk
that.
You guys.
Because, but by proxy, but you do.
You are.
I didn't say
you
Emmanuel
are now
Randy in that, but I
love
I
how
don't know the
I love
laws
how he's trying to argue
proxy.
With us about this.
I'm like,
too.
No, man. Like he said, we stand together, we fall together.
And if if you're basically taking shots at yourself, you're taking shots.
I know, man.
All right.
Don't
bad
like
boys for
yourself.
Life. Got it. Cool.
Ride or die, man.
All right. I'm down with that.
Finally.
Good.
You guys have a good week.
Yeah. I guess. I wasn't here last week. My mom's retirement party was a blast, and I was there for that. I tried to see if I can come in here.
Yes, he told me because we met that we were hanging out the day after, and he's like, what time did you guys end? We're like, oh, you could have just walked right in and probably made it.
Oh, that would have been so good. They're like, Shutter! And
hey!
I just walked in.
Walked in, like, hey, guys, bye. I just walked by the mics, all of our mics. Like, hey,
yeah,
guys,
cool.
How's it going? Well,
I gotta go, bye. Yeah, okay. That's fine. That would have been funny. I mean, I was dressed all nice and everything. That would have been like, watch. Why is Sean looking very dapper? All right, cool. And then he just walked in, walked out. All right. Yeah. What's he got going?
He just did a model strut and walked out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were saying bye to everybody. He had like an upper class British accent. Mm-hmm.
Now, he was doing the strut and he was doing the late 90s or late 80s, early 90s, I'm too sexy strut montage.
He got that right there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just strut.
Yeah.
Got to do the model walk.
On the catwalk.
On the catwalk.
Yeah.
On the catwalk.
A little strut on the catwalk.
Exactly. See? Now you got to get the joke, Emmanuel.
I wonder if we're going to now get hit with copyright.
Right Said Fred is not going to come after us. Oh, I mean, he might, but I don't know.
He needs the money.
No, I heard he's a senator now in England. I'm kidding. I don't know if that's true or not. It'd be weird. I mean, not weird. It's not
those who aren't artists are now senators.
It's like they started doing music.
We get an email from that guy.
Like, hey.
You owe me $5.
I'm like,
here's
the conversion.
10.
Wait, can we
send your change?
Please send the change.
You got Venmo? Do you have Venmo? We'll send it to you right now.
Shut up.
Take a screenshot of that. You're like, hey, guys, we really did get charged. Check it out.
Right Said Fred came at us.
Mm. Oh.
He knows that we exist.
Hey, that's awesome.
You know what else is cool? I was streaming Death Stranding.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
I'll put this on the podcast now. My first Death Stranding stream, I'm muted.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah, I said it during our the LP that just aired today on YouTube channel Word Vomit Productions. But yeah, I got muted first 5 minutes of my Death Stranding, so I'm just walking the tundra in the rain, Norman Reedus and everything, and Kojima likes to put his music on when you're actually going through gameplay, and like some of that music is copyright struck in, and I'm like, wait, alright, shiz. I didn't know, but alright, fine.
It's because they don't think about that.
Totally didn't. I didn't know that was going to be a thing. But
thanks, Kojima.
Not his fault.
I mean, yeah, it is. It kind of is.
Is it?
Yeah, because he picked the music. I'm pretty certain he has decisions
over
what's going
on. Or if he didn't pick it, he finalized it. Like,
I mean,
yeah,
he signed off on all these things, man. It says Kojima Productions when you say.
But you
got to
remember, this is the guy that let Conan O'Brien be in the video game. That is not a joke. That is real.
Okay.
I mean,
actually, what is that? Like, where do we stand on that? Like,
what?
Because. That's a game, like the music in the game, it should be fair to
No.
Like, to you. No. So if you're streaming it's
like, when we were, for instance, bringing Conan O'Brien up, when they were doing their Clueless Gamer on Grand Theft Auto. All
right.
Like, the first place that Conan wanted to go to was the strip joint. And I can't remember the guy that he plays with, but he specifically said, we have to turn the music off in these areas because everything is copywritten. Mm-hmm. So if we do this, they can actually remove us. So all the music, so everyone's dancing to nothing.
Oh, okay.
Because they can't play the music.
It's also because he didn't pick the music in there. It wasn't necessarily made for the game. They just picked it to be used in the game. And someone can have rights to it. It's like when, you know, you play Grand Theft Auto, like, let's say, example, Vice City, they have all these, like, 80s songs in there. They don't, it's for the game, but it's not, you know, or it's in the game, but it's not for
the
game.
This is why most of the time, when you look, when you play or you watch any Let's Plays for Grand Theft Auto, let's stick with Vice City.
Yeah.
A lot of people either turn off the radio or they go to the talk show.
Yeah.
Because there's no music on there, there's nothing that's copywritten.
It's not copywritten.
Sure.
So.
All right.
That's why that is a thing.
I guess you'd have to... In that case, I guess Rockstar would have to put a little more money down.
They have to buy their like song right out of the or only use music they make for the game.
And even then, like, Rockstar at that point would then be able to, like, strike anybody instead of just the artist because they paid extra money. It's this whole giant
cluster. I mean,
cluster.
It depends on the relationship the game designer has with the person who made the music. Like, there's that game I was playing on the Switch, Katana Zero, and there are licensed songs in there. But it was, I believe it's someone who, like, the developer knows the person who made the music and was like, they're cool with this. I don't know why, like, when people were initially streaming that game, they got, like, flagged for, like, no, we're going to take care of it. You're not going to get flagged anymore.
No.
But it's like, oh, yeah, that happens. It's all the rules, man. All
right, yeah, so. we even got flagged as far
have
as game
we?
On. Yeah.
Oh, wait, again. You are a YouTube video with Emmanuel beating my face in as Terry Bogard.
That
go
was
ahead.
Like the worst way to like advertise Segway. What's going on in there.
Yeah,
the way was, I love that. Sorry. It's great. It's great.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, and I'm the one who's drinking too.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you have liquor in that Pepsi, sir?
You
can
you
be honest with
shots?
Us.
No. It's okay.
No,
we're
no,
doing
no.
This?
I'm like, dang, Sean, what happened?
We're doing these shots right now.
Are you my drinking buddy now?
Maybe later. No, actually, probably not tonight.
Yeah,
be honest.
No, you got shit to do tomorrow. Yeah, yes, you do, Sean, or else we wouldn't be here now. We would be here tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Aww.
This is all your fault.
Oh, wait. Unless those got changed. Ah, dang.
It's son
okay.
Of a
well, I still
bitch.
Can. It's better that we do it tonight. Anyway, sorry, folks. Just some logistics we have going on here.
I hate you, Sean.
Communication is not great within our.
I'm
as far
so
as schedules.
Much.
But it's okay. So.
Knock it out.
Kojima used the licensed song.
Hmm.
So Kojima used the licensed song that you got flagged on?
I suppose so.
Well, Flag would insist that they're going to take it down. But
no,
according,
no, I'm not saying Flag.
According to Sean, he has
muted
it for
they
about
muted.
5 minutes.
Well, because they know that it's licensed, like, you can't play this.
All right. It's but like, a lot of the other songs still played, and it was fine.
In my head, I'm imagining him walking in, going, girls, girls, girls.
Like, you need to go in there. You gotta, that's what you got to do. You got to, like, put the video, like, take it down. Edit like a different song over that.
What
that
did I
five
say? We
mute,
talked about
it
the day after.
It.
I asked him, he's like, what song? What, if I did, like, we should put something separate. And I said, oh, I said while we were at the condo we went to.
Yeah.
That'll
be going up.
I said, what? I said, oh, you should be, I would walk 500 miles. And I would walk 500 more. Actually, that would probably get flagged too.
You know what?
Probably.
Or the safety song.
The safety dance. I don't know. Now I'm trying to think of. We should put a video and just put clips of the same instance, but different audio in the background. Just different audio,
kind
of
like
different songs.
Kind of like those Deadpool and Spider-Man dance to anything kind of thing.
It's like, yeah, here we go. And then just to throw it in there, put Guile's theme song. Like, yeah, come at us.
Yeah.
Just put it in there, like, oh yeah,
that works with everything.
And wait a minute, it actually works with Death Stranding.
It works with Death Stranding.
It could. Oh, that would totally work with Death Stranding.
You got to do it now. You got to do it. You have to.
It's probably copyright, though. Whatever.
Capcom's pretty cool about some of those things.
Yeah, right. If they think it's funny enough,
they'll be like, "It's cool."
What was the other song that essentially dethroned the Guile theme? There was another song out
was
there
it?
That went with everything.
Oh, it's the Cantina music. From
no,
Star Wars.
No, it was another
that
one.
That one, someone did. Someone did
I do,
random
I do believe that. I do believe
the
that.
Cantina music.
But there was, it was actually a legitimate song. Not to say that the theme music isn't a legitimate song, but like a band and whatnot.
How dare you? I played that song in my wedding. We did. That's not true.
Da, 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 da.
I'm trying to think. No,
no, no. I'm talking about the Star Wars cantina music?
Yeah.
Like in Hoth?
Not on Hoth, on Tatooine.
On Tatooine. Oh, yeah. On Tatooine.
Where Scum and
Villainy is. That is way copywritten, though.
No, I mean.
I know people have gotten people strikes over that.
No, someone's made a music video. They put that, excuse me, they put that music over an LMFAO video.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like, this shows that this goes with everything. Hmm. And then they showed it, and I'm like, oh, my God, it really does, because they went with the choreography. It literally went, I was like, wow, I can't believe this is true.
You remember when they did the choreographed dancing of
with Beyonce,
Beyonce and Kirby.
Yeah,
That's still like one of the greatest things.
It's
I've
one
ever
of those
seen.
Things you go, wow.
This, oh my God,
music
it's,
is amazing.
It's eerie how well this works.
Well, because you know, music has all bases of like whatever amount of bars they use, and just by chance,
it's
it
not
goes
even just
rhythm.
That, but also like when the dancing starts, like like it's perfectly matched.
No,
it's
I know, but it's like, oh hey,
it's like
it works.
Like it's almost like eerie. Like, it's a possessed song now.
It's possessed.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know about possessed. It's just like, hey, it's kind of rad. There you go.
I suppose.
When's Beyonce going to be in the She-Hulk? That's what I want to know.
Is she She-Hulk?
No.
No.
When she performed at the Super Bowl halftime show, someone pointed out how, like, ripped she looked, and they said she'd be perfect as She-Hulk, and they, like, photoshopped her green, and it was amazing looking.
Yeah,
because there was
a moment where she's dancing and someone took the picture.
She was like super in like kind of, I would say hate to say but the superhero pose, like you know shoulder feet like shoulder width out, arms out, and then they
like
freeze
framed it. She was gonna flip a car over kind of thing.
Like,
oh,
so,
okay,
like,
cool.
She like they freeze framed it and they like colored her green and she looked amazing. I'm like, oh, that does look good.
Cool.
I don't know if Beyonce will do it though.
Probably not.
I don't think she.
I don't see why not.
I mean,
think
might
about
not be it. In her wheelhouse.
Think about it. What do they do with Steve Rogers? Like, Chris Evans is a buff dude, but they made him look like a tiny little man.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's
like imagine.
No,
imagine
no. I'm not saying
do.
That they can't. I'm just thinking that Beyonce might not be interested.
Beyonce
might not be interested.
I mean, granted, I realize you're set for life, but that's Disney money right there.
I don't know. Maybe you know.
That's like an extra island for you or something.
Maybe she wants to be in a DC film. I don't know. We don't know her life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's how it could be, man.
Well, you know what? No, I can see it now because maybe she'll be involved with Wonder Woman in some way or form.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool.
All kinds of stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen because they already talked about that She-Hulk's in development. So.
Oh, neat.
Unless that is the secret is that it's Beyonce. And we're just going to have to spread it out there enough that Beyonce will be She-Hulk.
I mean, we do spread out some rumors every now and again, and now like one
mark,
or two come out real.
Mark this podcast what that you listen to. The 17th of November, we have called Beyonce being She-Hulk.
What did I say when we were did that episode with the Nerd Oasis, and I had said Beyonce was in the new Charmed, and Jose's partner was like, "Is that for real?" I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that. I said, "Oh yeah, it's crazy because the new
You're
charm
so
got Beyonce."
Convincing, Randy
got Beyonce.
Kings.
Well, because I just say things that are just believable enough. Where you're like, "For real?" I'm like, yeah, Beyonce. She did like a track for Charmed, and then like it got big. I'm like, "Oh, she's in the show now." I'm like, what? One episode?
Yeah, I thought Rihanna was gonna be in the new Charlie's Angels, and I'm like, wait, no.
No, because they did that already as a gag.
Mm-hmm. I went, oh. But she would work so well.
She
whatever.
Would, but...
All right, fine. Whatever. Sean Vander just got an idea.
Well, because she's already done that. She's already been in Charlie's Angel. Granted, it was like a...
Was she in Charlie's
Angels? Well, she shows up in a... Well, not really. An actual Charlie's Angel. It was like a... I want to say it was like a sketch or something.
Like a Saturday Night Live sketch
something like
kind
of
thing.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know if she wants to do that.
It would
be cool,
still
though.
Work. Yeah. Whatever, it's fine.
Also, I don't know if she wants to do stuff like that. She does. Rihanna does whatever she wants to do, just like Beyonce. Like,
she actually could, yeah. So yeah,
you do whatever you
want to
do.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ladies. I will never tell them, hey, you need to do this.
They'll probably slap you with that $5,000.
Yeah, and I will take it. I will take that money if they want to slap me with money.
I didn't say they were going to give it to you.
I didn't say that either.
I just feel like that's the ultimate tease. They're going to slap you with it, and you're thinking,
I mean, like, as in take, I will take that hit. Like, I'm like, I don't. Then I got a story saying I got slapped by Beyonce. If I can get slapped by Beyonce and Rihanna in the same store, I'm like, yeah, man. How
and
rad is
that?
And
they both used a wad of hundreds to
I'm
do
like,
it.
I'm like, ouch.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Here's the video. Check it out.
Inside Edition's going to be calling you.
I'm like, it's on our YouTube channel. We got hella hits. We just made money on this guy. Check it out.
Randy's jaw is pretty bruised.
Like, it's
I
all
mean,
right.
I don't know if I call it assault, but they kind of paid for as, it as they slapped him.
As
so.
Long as it happens on opposite sides, it's okay.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a like they did like a Marvel versus Capcom style double team attack, which I actually kind of believe that Beyonce and Rihanna could have an ability to do such a thing.
So it would be
like I would get
Beyonce doing the pop up to put you in
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, I go up and then Rihanna just come out and slap down. I'm like, oh, yeah. We're done.
If we're for like, the ground bounce.
Damn, they knocked Randy King's like two stories up.
It's like, yeah.
Do they need
the
assist?
How did Rihanna get up there so quick?
It's like, yeah, man.
Doesn't matter.
It's that skill from Barbados, man. It's that ability.
Who would they call in for the assist? Oh, that would be crazy. I have no idea. Whatever. Alicia Keys. There
Alicia
we go.
Keys.
Done.
Yes.
Alicia
Keys shows
my
up.
My brain. Good job, brain. You get a gold star. Hello, Word Vomiteers.
That's like three of the most talented music artists who also happen to be drop-dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rolling up on me as if I'm someone important. Now I'm trying to think, what would I have done to incur such wrath?
I don't know.
Well, we said this before. You're happy to see the world burn.
I'm like,
so.
Not happy. Just you know, sometimes it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah. See?
I'm also in this world. I don't want to watch it burn.
You just want to laugh at it, apparently.
Yeah. Evil.
At the idea. And then not actually do am I going to do those things? That's terrible.
Well, we're talking about trying to get Rihanna and Beyonce
I'm
and
saying,
Alicia
yeah,
to
yeah.
kick the crap out of you. So let's brainstorm here.
Let's brainstorm. Not kick crap. I said, like, you know, hit. Escalated
Look,
from being
if
slapped with
gonna,
money.
If they're going to knock you in the air like three stories and then oh someone's going to jump after you and continue a combo,
well,
as you get your ass
kicked. If I can get up, it's not a big deal.
You know, honestly, I'm thinking that Alicia Keys is going to have like a in-air SPD as she drops you down to the ground.
Probably. It'd have to be, right?
So, I mean, all right. Fighting nerd knowledge.
Weird conversations that we have here.
But next episode, we get a knock. I'm like, so Alicia Keys showed up, but the other two did not. So I guess I lucked out. I'm going to say hi. Can we get a photo?
I could see her doing a spinning pile driver onto you under the piano.
Her eyes shine right before it happens, too. Like Hagar.
Freeze frame. You got a freeze frame that I'm like, hey, I'm like, oh, shit.
That'd be great. Awesome. Hi, Word Vomiteers. I was gone last week. I bet you missed me. I know these two clowns didn't.
What are you talking about?
They had Sarah.
Also, we hung out the day after.
That's true, we did.
Not Emmanuel.
I know.
His punk ass don't want to hang out with us.
Well, Emmanuel got a little one-on-one
you guys,
time with me.
Nobody can see it right now.
You're doing the Homer Simpson double bird.
Yeah. Well, Emmanuel got
okay. You had things you were doing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Emmanuel had time with me like this week. We did of course, the YouTube channel. If you check
out Word Bomb Productions on YouTube.
Like, he was really happy with the Terry Bogard. He found a main in life. And yeah.
Well, I mean that's if he could be Terry Bogard all the time, he would be Terry Bogard all the time.
I think he would.
Yeah. No.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
He's super cool.
Yeah.
He is.
Like one of the nicest guys in the world that could also, cave your face in.
You know, I was wondering, because he has that trucker outfit. Does he actually drive a truck?
No.
No, dude. He's like Ryu. No,
he's the wandering warrior. Yeah.
But I know, but like, you know, he could have a vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, the only time that I've ever seen him do any type of work was the the second
I must
OVA.
I'm not saying that he needs to
he's working
have
on the
a
docks.
Job. I'm just saying, does he have a truck to drive?
He was working construction.
I thought it was on the docks or something.
No, it was construction.
Was it construction?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, you know, when I say drive a truck, I mean, like, because he can't be driving.
I mean, I guess
he's not driving, like, Ken's Porsche. It looks weird in that outfit.
You know, it could be one of those, like, he's a wandering warrior. He needs to make money from time to time, and maybe he'll drive a truck from point A to point B, get paid for it, and already, like, skipped, like, 60 to 75 miles because he drove the truck.
Sure.
Who's to say not?
Yeah.
I mean, one of his stages, you're fighting on a train. Like, not like a traditional train, but like the trains that carry boxes and crates and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, who's to say that he wasn't the conductor of that?
He'd have a totally different hat.
He would.
A totally different hat. Now I'm trying to imagine a Terry Bogard, Fatal Fury, like, you know, train conductor outfit.
That
with the overalls.
Be stupid.
And his hat would still be the same color, though.
Though, I will say, Smash Brothers missed the ball. When they didn't give him the Gro costume with the jacket, no hat.
That would have been cool if that was like an alternate costume.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
If they could have taken out one of those costumes and given him the Gro costume.
They could have done, they could have done exactly what they did with Cloud.
Yep.
Where Cloud has his Seven and he has his Advent Children costume.
Yep. And Joker. Joker has his school uniform on top of the jacket and everything. It'd be fine.
Who knows?
Whatever. It's fine.
I mean, future DLC.
Ooh.
Season 2, you know, they always release a bunch of stuff, so. Or.
It's also, you know, SNK had to sign off on these things, so I'm sure they were like, well, we don't want to do that.
Or, you know, maybe. There's also the possibility that they'll release it as a Mii thing. Like a Mii costume.
Sure. I'm okay.
You have to buy his amiibo in order to get that costume.
Dude, I was going to buy the amiibo regardless.
Like, here you go.
Oh, darn, man. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's my $20.
But for a costume, though, that makes me kind of mad. I'm like, oh, that's it.
Here's $40. I'll buy two. Yeah. Give one to Randy. I don't like it. Ew. Man, already
like,
has
paying
one.
$40. Yeah. I'm like, $12.99. Just get it right here.
Okay, whatever.
$15.99. You know, those special
oh,
ones.
Yeah.
Those guys can have my money for that. Please. Come on. All right. We have topics at some point.
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right.
No, we don't.
We don't.
So, did you guys read the article that I sent you?
Which one?
Regarding the beluga whale?
Uh-huh.
Yes. What about it?
Okay, yeah. Explain this to me.
Okay.
I thought it was a joke, and you're being very serious about it.
Okay. No, this is serious, actually. That's why it's so fucking insane.
Serious as in that it's actually true.
Yes.
Not what they believe is true, but that the statement that was made about it.
Okay. Enlighten
so
me.
This is why I love and I hate this Facebook page. They are called, and I am not kidding you, I Fucking Love Science.
All right.
Yeah, I know that site.
Yeah, you've probably seen it. Like, your friends have probably shared an article or something.
Sure.
And one of the things that they've been known to do is to kind of ruin moments. Like, for instance, when you saw that street rat from New York taking a shower, everyone's all like, oh, how adorable. Look at that. He thinks it's people. And they're all like, that's not fucking funny. He's got shit in his eyes and he's trying to get cleaned up. Stop laughing at that. It's just like, oh my God. All right.
Jeez. Buzz kills.
Wow. Seriously. Also in New York, the rat that was stealing the giant slice of pizza.
Yeah. He took the pizza.
And everyone was just like, oh, it's adorable. It's like, no, that thing is fucking huge. Mm. And it's going to get even bigger, so stop leaving your food out.
I'd be scared of that, seeing a rat taking a pizza that's bigger than it is.
Right, I fucking love science. Yes. Jeez.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is why we can't have nice things. So, a while back, there's a video out there of a rugby player that was playing catch with the beluga whale. So it would chuck the ball as hard as he could. The whale would grab it, bring it back. You know, they're playing fetch.
Sure.
And again, everyone's just like, oh, that's adorable. Da, 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 da. There was even another video a few weeks back where a beluga whale, where somebody dropped their cell phone and it brought it back for them.
Dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I Fucking Love Science came out and said, hi, everybody. We're here with your regular reminder that everything is terrible. And I'm reading from the article here. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So they talk about it and go, so far, adorable. As far as what I've just described.
Sure.
Quick, enjoy it a few more times before you ruin everything for you. Okay, got it out of your system?
Like some jerks, got it.
Now brace yourself because it's a weird one. The beluga whale may, in fact, be an escapee former Russian spy whale. Now roaming the seas recovering from malnourishment and is in desperate need to be left alone by humans for its own safety. A science writer, Faris Jabbar, it's J-A-B-R, so if I said it wrong, I'm sorry. And several other researchers have pointed out that the whale, which appears to have been filmed in waters around Norway, could be a known beluga that has been seen several times before having unusually tame interactions with humans that have gone viral. Several people point out the whale being, if I said this wrong, I'm sorry, Vladimir, who first showed up earlier this year off the coast of the eastern Norway. The beluga, which has clearly been trained by humans, approached a fishing boat in April wearing a harness stampled with equipment of St. Petersburg, prompting speculation that it may have been a Russian spy whale with a harness used to mount a camera or even a weapon. According to The Guardian, Russia has been training belugas to guard naval bases or even kill trespassers who enter their waters. That's some James Bond shit right there. And it's not. It's real. Like, they actually believe this.
Yeah.
Holy
that's
shit.
Beluga. I mean, is it? I always wondered, though, is that site satirical in any way?
No.
Okay, they're being legit.
No, they're being legitimate.
All right. So it's like, I don't know if this kind of related to this, but there was a woman out there who put a campaign out explaining that that the Monster Energy drink is actually the energy drink of the devil. Because their logo... Because in the O monster, there has a funky design where there's a cross in it. She believes it's a crucifix, and she goes, "How do you know it's the mark of the devil? Because when you drink the can, it's upside down. It's now an upside down cross, mark of Satan." And I went, "What? Like, you believe this?" It's like, yeah, it's like a real thing that someone's pushing out there, that their logo with the three slashes. I'm like, it's I'm assuming it's for the M's that's there. Like, no, it's the mark of the devil.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I'm not a person who drinks Monster Energy drinks, but I'm like, that's a little far-fetched, no. Right?
Okay, we actually got a quote from one of the professors of the Arctic University of Norway.
Okay.
It says, "We know that in Russia they have had domestic whales in captivity, and also that some of these have apparently been released. Then they often seek out boats."
Isn't that, I mean, like, we, in the United States, we have had a bunch of whales in captivity.
Here's a quote.
They also do those things.
From somebody at the Institute of Marine Research. "If this whale comes from Russia, and there is great reason to believe it does, then it is not Russian scientists, but rather the Navy that has done this."
So regardless, they're still saying spies. Yes. They're all spies.
But more military than scientific.
Military is like, okay, well, yeah.
Marine biologists have been tracking his weight as he attempts to survive away from human care and captivity. At first, he wasn't coping well.
Well, yeah, that happened to captive. That's the problem with keeping animals.
Yeah, because now they're so used to humans actually feeding them, and of course this is why they're approaching boats. Yeah. And they're, you know, people are probably giving them fish and whatnot. Or in this case,
it's a spy or trading intel. You know,
right?
It's telling you like, hey guys, if you want to know what's going on in Russia, hook it up with some salmon.
Oh my God, that's how they got from Russia to Hawking's on the backs of beluga whales. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. This is
stupid.
I mean, I look at him like, well, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, no, man, there's aliens in Area 51, yo. We're going to go do this thing. Like,
fuck that. The belugas know how to get to the upside down.
They do it. They know how to go there.
They know how to do it. It's not fair. This is hacks. I'm going to be real cool with this beluga whale if I'm on my fishing boat, and he's just going to come up and be like, hi.
How's
like,
it going, man?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up?
I got some tuna for you. It's cool. All right.
What do you need? What do you help me?
Yeah.
Help me help you.
And he's going to like lead me to the upside down, and I'm going to get eaten by like an army of demidogs, and that's not cool.
No, not at all.
Nah.
I'm not okay
with this.
But yes, no. It's,
so one of the things that they were saying was, if you ever see him, try to get away from him as much as possible. Not necessarily because of the spy thing, but more so because... because the whales go to the boats, they actually get hit by the propellers sometimes.
No,
so they get hurt.
They don't know that.
They don't realize
that
they can get hurt by that. Yeah. So, and it's not like anybody on our show is actually boating out in Norway. If you are and you're listening, thank you. But from what I've seen, I don't think we've got any listeners in Norway.
I mean, in general, just a rule of thumb, you know, these animals, leave them be. Leave them.
Even if they're trying to be friendly.
Yeah, don't mess around with them.
They got to learn. They got to survive on their own.
There's also an element of danger. Like, there's been reports of, well, there were those killer whales that came here in the bay in the 90s, and they were, like, just killing things. They were, like, taking out great white sharks. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Weren't they also, like, eating the tongues of sperm whales?
They were targeting specific parts of other predators, which was like, dang, that's baller. But also, man, that's crazy. Don't mess around with them.
No. Not a great idea.
But... I
just don't. Their name's Killer Whale. They're called Killer Whales.
You know, I now need to see this in a James Bond movie or something. Like, now they got to write this in.
And they can say
based off of actual events or something like
that's
that.
That's how the Russians got to Hawking's, man.
Like, that's how they're going to do it.
I'm not okay with this.
Okay. Randy, you had sent this, but I had seen it. I'm pretty sure Sean saw this as well. And if not, you're about to cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we've been talking about Alex Trebek a lot on this show.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're getting off the beluga whale thing.
Got it. How he fought cancer, thought he won, it came back. Yeah. He came out, said, I'm going back. I'm going to fight it, but I am also ready to die.
Yeah.
I have seen everything. Yes. I've done everything. I have lived a great life.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the quick catch up on everything.
Yes.
Now, on a recent episode during Final Jeopardy,
yep.
Somebody did a very, very heartwarming thing.
Yeah.
Where they only had $2,000. There was no way that they were going to win. Even if they bet everything that they had, they weren't going to win. Because the other players had like 10 Gs.
It was bad because this guy's a returning champ. Or he's been the reigning champion at this point.
Yeah.
He had won like several days in a row.
Okay.
And I guess knowing that he wasn't going to be back, he wanted to do something special. Yeah. So when you write in the answer, you know how you're supposed to write the question, like who is this? And then what your wager is. Instead of actually putting that on there.
Yeah.
He wrote, "We love you, Alex Trebek. with a heart symbol.
Yeah.
And he wagered $1,995.
Yeah, almost all his money except for $5.
Except for $5. So he gets to walk away with like $5 on that one.
Okay.
And you look at Trebek. Trebek cracks.
He
dude.
Didn't know what to expect. He's like, what did you say? He's all, we love you. Like, oh.
And it's like, oh, like it hit him. Like,
it's
oh.
One of the, you see him break for just a moment. And it's so, just a split second on air. And it's so heartwarming to see his emotional reaction.
Like,
carries on.
The camera pans away from him.
Yeah.
Because it looks like he's doing one of these things where like he's holding his nose, like he hides the tears.
He's
but if
keep
you listen
composure.
To his voice,
he's trying to keep
his
composure.
Voice is cracking, dude. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a good moment. It's a really good moment. And then the guy wins, like, oh, well, thank you. And like everyone clapped for it. And
yeah.
Then he loses. And it's like, oh, then there's the next guy.
Well, like I said, he knew he wasn't going to win.
Yeah. He knew he was out.
He only had 2,000. Everyone else had over 10,000. So unless they were like trying to double it and be selfish about it.
Although it makes me laugh because the guy who wins, I would look at them like, what the fuck, dude? Why the hell you got to show me up like that? Like, come on, man.
Nah, eat my ass. Get out of here.
Like, what the
I heck? Love you, Alex Trebek. What? I don't care what anybody else says.
But then, like, no, but it's like the guy who wins is like, yeah. I'm like, I feel like a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just pulled the microphone out of my stand and dropped it on my stand and walked out.
As the guy who put that down? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But he got it. It's like, oh, that's nice. It's really good. It's just one of those nice, heartwarming ones. Because you normally see, like, the most emotional thing I've ever seen Alex Trebek do was him admitting, yeah, I have cancer, and I'm going to do whatever I can to fight it.
Yeah.
And then he wins, and we're like, hell yeah. And then now it comes back, and it really sucks, but now he's accepting the fact that he could die.
Mm.
It could happen. I'm like, yeah. Which I'm like, good for him, but I'm like, well, that's sad.
I think even when
that
you,
does blow.
If you're not in the negative, I think you still walk away with some money. So I'm sure that he walked away with more than $5.
No, I mean, like,
but
he was a returning champion.
Yeah.
Like, he's been the reigning champion. He just now lost. It's like, I thought that was a baller move, though. It's
yeah.
Like, he know he's not going to win. He's very certain about it. He doesn't know if he's ever going to see Alex Trebek again in person. What do you say?
Why not?
He won respect that day.
It's like, yeah, he won.
Done.
He won
that's
that.
It.
You sir, are the greatest champion.
You are. Yep,
not based
champion.
Off of wins, but
no,
based
no, no.
off of heart, man.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You got my respect.
Like,
done.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh. Shut up. Yeah, I'm crying. And?
I'm not crying. My face is leaking.
I'm like, no,
made
man.
Of stone.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not made of stone. I don't have ice in my veins. Hell yeah, I cried over that.
Yeah.
Super nice. Not gonna lie. I saw it, I'm like, oh my God.
I remember that episode of Conan where Chelsea Handler was on it. And I don't know why, but every time that I saw her on there, maybe it's because there's always clips, but she is such a bitch to Conan and to
Andy.
And to
right
Andy.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like going on the water and everything. And she looks at Andy. She goes, do you float?
Like,
because, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I float. Do you? With your cast iron heart?
Ouch. Oh, ouch. Good call, though.
Like,
good call.
Like, do not fuck with Andy.
That
dude.
Is a good bird.
Yes, it was.
That's a good one.
Good one. Good one.
But, yeah, so Alex Trebek, that was a good, I think that was a good.
Like, if he didn't already know that we loved him before then, he
well,
knows
thank
now.
You. I mean, he thanked him. Watching that video, it's good. It's good stuff. I was really surprised on how affected he was by it. Just because, you know, you're on air. He's very professional. He's done this job for so long. Just to see him, like, kind of stammer for a second. I was like, oh, well, yeah.
You're like, gotcha, bitch.
I got you. Making you cry
finally
now.
Finally did it. 30 years, and I'm the only one who did it.
Pull out the championship belt, wear it over your shoulder, and walk
how does that
out.
Taste, Trebek? Go ahead and wipe your tears. How does that taste? It's beautiful, isn't it? Tastes delicious.
No, I don't talk like that. Not to the guy. He's got cancer.
Jeez, man.
Shit, man.
Hey,
terrible.
I meant delicious in the sense that it was wholesome.
Oh, I don't know, man. The way you said it, it sounded
yeah,
really
exactly,
not,
yeah.
not nice at all.
Right up your ass, huh?
You like
oh. Okay, I didn't do that.
Dude.
Like,
relax.
On, man. He's
exactly. Really
rude.
All right,
so there's an update on that.
Yeah, so we just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that. So,
okay.
You know, I hate to say it, but Trebek might not be here for very much longer.
Yeah.
I think he's on Twitter. So definitely just go out there. If you've ever watched an episode of
Jeopardy. Or someone associated to him is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it out there. Show your love. I'm sure he'll definitely appreciate it. I mean, if
anything
else.
Well, it did start that whole hashtag We Love Alex. That did start that.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone's like, holy crap. But yeah, that's a good time from there.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Next up.
I'm sure you guys saw the new trailer for Sonic.
Yay! Movie's still going to be what it's going to be, but yay! Looks better.
Yes.
Good job.
It does
look better. That redesign looks so much better.
It does look good. Now
it's like a tolerable movie.
Well, now my question is, how many people are actually going to go watch it? Because if it tanks, that makes it even worse.
Because they spent that extra money and that extra time.
Extra money and time. Although some people are saying that maybe this is their Paramount's new Coke strategy. Because, you know, when Coca-Cola, way back when, came out with a new formula, they said, we got new Coke, and people got hella mad. So they brought old Coke.
Coca-Cola Classic.
So they called it Coca-Cola Classic, like you said. And then everyone's drinking. That's what they want. I don't know if that's going to happen here. I'm still very certain. I mean, I was going to watch it with my son anyway.
Man.
So it's like, okay.
What did your son think of the redesign?
He looked at it and he goes, he didn't really. He's like.
Probably forgot what it looked like before.
No, I've shown him both. And he basically asked, so this is why this is not, didn't come out last year? I was like.
Or this
year. Or not last year, this year. This year? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's why. He goes, yeah, that's basically it.
Sure. Okay.
But it's one of those things where, A, now anyone who complained about this, I feel like you are obligated to watch this movie, regardless if you were interested before. Hmm. If you whined about it, you better go see this. Because if it doesn't make anywhere near $100 million in the first, I'll say, 2 weeks, you guys are jerks.
Real quick, I'm going to see if they have a tally of how much they spent on this. Not just the redesign, but like in total.
In total? I'm like, it's going to be a kind of a big chunk.
All right.
It's like, Capone's got to have to go see.
And you
got to
also remember, this does not include
marketing.
Marketing.
Sure. My also other issue concern about this is because it is good that the company did listen and change things.
Yeah.
But it's also the idea that now no longer, why do we need artists or anyone creative to do a thing if someone just wants to change it anyway? Because there are instances when things have changed and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I guess it depends on how well it's received.
Okay.
Like comic books, it happens all the time.
According to Google and CNBC. CNBC.
Sure.
It says, Paramount Pictures' revamped version of Sonic the Hedgehog, the original filming budget for the movie was estimated around $90 million.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not terrible.
That's not too bad, actually. Yeah,
that's initial, but that's the initial cost.
That's the initial cost. How much do you think it costs to redesign Sonic throughout the entire movie?
You know, all that rendering and everything. I remember we talked about it before. It's like, it can't take long, but depending on what they did. I couldn't even venture to guess, but the amount of time must be terrible. Because they picked a specific time slot because of that. Mm-hmm. All their marketing was behind that. Then they had to scrap that.
Yep.
So it's like,
make a new trailer.
It's like, you guys.
Because they made a new trailer.
Yeah, they did make a new trailer. So it's like, well.
Or, yeah. I mean, just throwing this out there. There's a possibility that they didn't, but they re-rendered. Like, because you know how movies will have like one, trailer two, trailer three, final trailer, and then the movie comes out. So maybe they didn't necessarily.
They already had one ready to go.
They
just had to drop that.
They just had to re-render everything.
I mean,
maybe
it couldn't have been easy.
No, not at all. I'm not trying to like make light of it.
And I'm also going to point out, Paramount's not a top movie studio anymore.
Like it used to be.
Yeah. So like, you know, they're definitely not one of those guys where I'm like, oh, it's like, you know, Screen Gems or, you know, or Warner Brothers, or Disney, or Marvel. It's like
who remembers Orion
films?
It's like,
I do.
I do too. But it only goes to show how old it is.
It's like, not really. It's not a.
Remember when TriStar was a thing?
TriStar.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of. They are, but not. You know, they're not big.
I mean, every one of these are still around, but they're not as big as they used to be. They all got bought by other larger corporations.
Yeah. Well, Columbia TriStar. That's a Sony. That's a Sony. Branch.
Yeah, and then Columbia also got brought in by Sony as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You had actually brought up a very good question in the sense of where this goes whenever.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, yeah. Where, you know, fan demand changed something within a movie.
Yeah.
I think we can all admittedly say for the better
yes.
in this case.
Yes.
I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, Sean?
I'm trying to find out where they got the money, and I'm thinking the guy that thought that, hey, we can, the original design, that's perfect. After they fired him, they're like, you know what? That's still not enough. We're selling your blood.
I mean, I'm also pointing out
and organs.
In the last time when we talked about this, is that Sega approved this. So for anybody who wants to fight it, they got signed off because I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean,
that's true.
It's the premise of what this movie is. Because now it's going to be a little different because he was more of a, I guess, in a realistic setting. he wouldn't have the hair to style like that. His sure. eyes were like, now he looks very much more cartoony, mm-hmm. which, I mean, I guess works in this case.
Yeah. But you also got to think, oh, now Sega sees this and goes, oh, yeah, that's cool, too. Like, Sega, do you really care?
I mean, they've signed off. They said they're going to sign off.
Do you care, Sega?
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
There was also a lot of the stuff that came out prior to the trailer, all the stills yeah. and the posters, and yeah. people were already groaning at that.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that they might have been able to take the cues from that.
But, you know, by then, it's how far in production is
right.
that?
Yeah. You also got to think that maybe Sega doesn't care. They're like, cool, I mean, we're going to get money because you put Sonic on the screen.
Not that they don't care. It's the, this is what you're going with. Okay.
I'm curious.
Because they don't make movies. They make video games.
And I want to go yeah. back to the, I'll go back to the question that I was going to ask in a second. But now I'm actually genuinely curious of how Tails or Knuckles or Amy Rose would have looked like if they made them in the same design that they did the original Sonic.
Nightmarish. Yeah. No, that's the only
those characters
thing that comes
are,
in my
those
mind.
Are two already. That's like way beyond fantastical looking characters. There was a site that I'm like, I look at it, I'm like, I get they're satirical, but I look at it, I'm like, no, I'm probably someone's already complaining about that. Is that someone says with fans now out for blood because they've changed Sonic the Hedgehog the movie, that they now want Big Cat added in? I'm like,
oh yeah,
fuck
there's that.
That
I look at, it, I'm like, I know that's a it's a
I
joke
know it's
site,
a joke. I know,
but right, I look right. at, it, I'm like. That's the line. That's where I'm concerned about. Like, no, everyone's going to immediately
maybe it
ask
isn't,
for this.
Though.
I mean, it might not be.
Sonic fans are kind of weird.
And I look at him like, no, don't do that, please. Don't.
So going back to what the original question was going to be, is that whether this is necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. In this case, it's a good thing
yeah.
because it actually changed it into more of a traditional looking Sonic.
Yeah, something that we're
but
close to.
This also opens the door for fans to complain enough to where other movies might have changes as well. Do they go with what the fans want? Because they're the ones that are going to go watch the movie.
Potentially watch the movie.
And I got to agree with you. If you bitched and you moan,
you better
you got
go
what
see
you
it.
Wanted.
You better go see it.
Now go see it and support it.
This movie better make money because you whined about it.
Or is it a bad thing because of the fact that now this, as we already said, it opens the door for other situations like this.
I mean, the thing now is our world is different because we sold stills, they showed a trailer, we now have a means where people can hear us complain about a thing.
Yes.
I want to know way back when they decided to change character, like, you know, when the Golden Age changed or was starting to change over, when Superman and Batman changed their costumes, if anyone did not like it, but did they get to hear about it? No. I'm like, well, no, it changed. And now this is what we have.
So. Also, there's focus groups as well. I gotta wonder if they did do focus groups
focus
for
groups
this movie.
Don't really work though. Like you get whoever's freeing them all.
Well, yeah, but
and yeah. like yeah. Oh,
as somebody who took a couple of them because I needed like $10 and that's what they were giving out at the time.
You got that Cinnabon.
Yeah, I got that Cinnabon.
Yum.
But there were surveys that were done for specific age groups.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm wondering. Was it only because you just mentioned it yeah. right now? Your son was just like, whatever, you know, yeah. I would have watched it regardless. If they were just marketing it to kids, or did they also market it as, or did they also do marketing research for adults as well? Because if you really think about it, everybody in our age rank is like man children, where we still like the old cartoons yeah. and whatnot. So, yeah, you know, we'll
he's,
have
he's
a say
the fastest thing
that.
Alive.
He's the fastest thing alive. I've been watching him since 1999.
Yeah.
Sooner than that, when Sonic said S-E-Z, and then he had to fix it.
Yeah, I look at that idea that this movie still doesn't know what it is or who it's for,
yeah.
and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with the idea of having Jim Carrey in the movie, that they do want to have a bit of a like a slightly older audience to watch it, especially because Jim Carrey can basically do anything as far as
he's
jokes
got good range.
He's
got good
he's
range.
Got incredible
he does.
Range. So it's one of those things where they'll probably slip a lot of adult jokes in there, and he's the perfect person to do it. But you're right. I don't think they have a set demographic for the movie.
And that's the problem.
Which is kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. They probably did this primarily for kids. Any type of surveys and whatnot they did, they probably were reaching towards like the ages of 7 and 13.
Well, I mean, I feel like they could have. I know ideas because I've watched other movies where it's like that. Like, I've watched the Chipmunks movies, and they do not look like how the cartoon or any of the stuff they've done before was because they're actual chipmunks. And it's like, oh, and it worked out because they made three of those movies.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang. And they're pretty successful. Which is crazy because I'm like, oh my god, these are successful movies.
But were the Chipmunks as big as Sonic?
I'm gonna arguably say at the for where the time frame they were probably bigger. Because they have multiple albums.
You know what? You're right.
And they've been around since the 50s.
But they probably didn't. They didn't actually really hit their stride until like the 80s.
Well, when they had the cartoons.
When they had the cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but still. I mean, that was like their second cartoon series. And everyone's like, oh, this is amazing. Poor Sonic kind of falling off. I think that's also the reason why Sega might not care.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we'll take whatever good things we can take.
So what do you guys think in the sense of good or bad that enough fan, I won't say outcry, but like a...
It's outcry. It's the word.
Let's like even it out. Let's say a fan concern.
No, it was outcry, man. I don't know why. Don't downplay that.
Well, no, because in the sense of like for future events
for
as well.
For future instances.
So like, that's why I say fans concerned was able to change everything. Will fan concern that changes things in the future, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I don't know. What do you got, Sean? You look like you're pondering something. What's going on?
Okay. All right. So I think you're forgetting a few things in this situation.
Enlighten us, please.
Like what?
Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
When in script, it was like, oh, it was going to be rumored that the turtles are not actual mutants. They're just aliens from outer space. Fans flipped out.
Oh, you're talking about that. You're talking about that newer one. Okay, you got to specify.
That one. Yes, okay. Very good. First trailer comes out for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Same series, like Michael Bay, whatnot. Show Krang. Everyone's like, oh, it's so cool, right? The trailer shows Krang, and they had him bald-headed, like in the cartoon. Or I think it's the other way around. Like in the trailer, you know, they had him in ball-headed. And they come back to the same scene in the actual movie, not ball-headed, has a robot top on his head. Fans outcry, didn't change anything, whatever. But they changed it in the trailer. It was that in the trailer, but they changed it in the movie. Like, why? I don't know. What the fudge? Let's see. Another one.
Well, you're also pointing out things that trailers aren't always indicative of what's in the movie.
That's
also
true.
Where are you going with this?
I know.
Okay. Fan outcry does happen, and it does change movies, but it doesn't necessarily still like make the movie any better. I mean, you're still technically thinking like, all right, this is still a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, still a another Michael Bay film, any of the Transformers films.
Yeah.
Like, oh, where were the Dinobots or whatnot? Finally give you Dinobots, and it's still
I'm trying to figure out where he's going with this, because I feel like he's reinforcing my point.
I am reinforcing your
point. Okay, I was making sure, because the way you sound is like, wait, you guys are forgetting things.
Yeah, well, just because you got to think, I mean, it kind of worked out, but then it still didn't really work out, because you're still watching like a Michael Bay film. I don't know if Sonic movie is not a Michael Bay film, but it's still...
It actually has a lot more against it, because it's the first movie.
Yeah, and it does. And I don't really see anything in the actual trailer that kind of makes me want to see it. And I mean, Sonic's bad design, and I'm like, all right, yeah, no, I'm really not going to see it. And cool, you fixed the Sonic design. I still don't want to see the movie, because I don't think it's going to be a competent movie. I really don't. I think what happened is that this movie doesn't know what to really be. Is it trying to go to, like, I am trying to reinforce your point, but...
Thank you.
All right. But it's, like, if you wanted to make a Sonic movie, did you want to make it for kids? Do you want to, like, give it, like, the Angry Birds feel? Make it all CG and just... I mean, yeah.
I mean,
you don't
actually,
like that.
Actually, they should have done it that way.
Yeah,
that
you
would have been better.
Done that, and it would have been better.
More thinking of the Angry Birds movie.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
No, but he means he's giving that as an example.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's
no.
like, oh,
it's just like when you said Angry Birds movie, I was
but,
like, oh, like,
I mean, but we want to get the demographic to the men.
But
children,
there were so
like
many people
me.
Who yelled at it, who were like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Again, the whole hashtag ruined my childhood. I'm like, well... I mean,
I hate that
right.
fucking line.
I don't like that either. Which
I
makes me laugh.
Line.
I'm like,
if your childhood was ruined by a movie, this like a Sonic movie, when you know it's not going to be that great, I'm so sorry for you.
And but I also look at him like, well, like you mentioned the Transformer films, which I watched almost all but one of them, because I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
I know it's pain.
But you know, but then I watched Bumblebee. I'm like, this is
and
awesome.
It's great.
But it's like you should have led with this, yo.
Baby
but
steps.
I also look at it as I know other people, like I've gone to convention where this is what they like. They really like this, that version. I'm like, okay, I can respect that.
All right.
I'm like, cool. I understand. It's not for me, but I do like that that this franchise is getting to other people. And that's where I'm getting at. It's like, listen, if they kept the design as it is, I would have seen it regardless because my son really liked it. He was excited about it. We saw a trailer for it when we watched Pokemon. We're like, okay, I'm going to go see this movie. It's all right. It's going to happen.
Did you guys see that meme where it's just like we're slowly getting the Super Smash Brothers universe
done? Yes, I saw that. That was funny.
Cool.
I was like, oh, my God.
All right.
It's going to happen. If they're going to make it, now all they need to do is like have a CG Mario movie. I'm like, all right, here you go.
There it is.
And they're doing it as far as I know.
Maybe. There's something. Well, there's something. I don't know. I don't know if it's CG or anything, but it's going to be a potentially a movie coming
out. I guess it's just... like,
it comes down to is... if this movie's not for you, if you weren't interested, then you have no... to me, it's like you have no say in how it's designed.
Yeah.
Just keep quiet.
You're not going to watch the movie anyway.
But that's why I'd say, if you said anything online, because it's out there, about this film, you better go see that movie. Even if it's whatever, even if it's a matinee, you better give those $7 to Paramount.
Yeah,
give that money.
They spent more money and they pushed it out specifically because of your demands.
I think it's...
I would be more concerned about the story and how it plays out than how it looked.
Uh-huh.
And because I was okay with how it looked. I'm like, all right, I thought it was okay.
No, I wasn't. It looked like horrible. It looked horrible, and I wasn't going to see the movie. Now it looks like...
I mean, then it's not for you. Then it's obviously... then it's not for you. I'm like, all right, then.
But it's the movie's still not for me, and I'm not going to watch it. I'm like,
no, I know that. That's my point. It's like, then you don't
have
to say...
that's what we're saying.
Then you don't have to say anything about the design. You're like, no. Then you don't have any... no say.
Because it wasn't the design that turned you away from it. It was just the fact that it's a video game movie.
Yeah.
It's like that movie and how it looked. It's like, well, then you have nothing to say about it.
Then
you are not included in this conversation about how it changes.
You know,
but there are a lot of people who did put their input in.
When I saw the new trailer and the new design for Sonic, and I even saw like a couple of the people taking pictures of the stills.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the theaters were already putting out marketing, and they had
Now. They have to really get it out there.
Yeah, and they had the new design, so it was even before the trailer came out. There was already speculation of what Sonic looked like, and that's exactly what we got. The stuff that they put in the theaters. You know, I feel like this is going to be a lighthearted movie that's not going to take itself too seriously, and I want to root for it so that it does well.
Sure.
Especially if it's like, I want to see successful video game adapted movies, because I feel like if they're going to do it, they might as well do it right. And for these guys to actually go back and fix the error, it's just like, that's a cool step in the right direction.
It is.
Because we like what we like, and we grew up to this, whatever, ruined my childhood, whatever. But I also have to agree with you guys in the sense of that the creators, the writers, just didn't know who this was supposed to be for. Hell, for all we know, maybe it was actually Sega that went out shopping to try to find anybody that was interested in doing this. Like you were saying, Sonic, like they were the ones that signed off for it. Maybe they felt like, okay, we just need to get something out there.
Okay, I guess.
And Paramount was just like, hey, we'll be willing to do it. It doesn't necessarily mean that Paramount was the one that were like, hey, we want to do this. Maybe they did. Who knows? But as far as whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, I hate to say this, because it did, in this case, go out in a positive direction, but I think ultimately this is a bad thing because of the fact that people will immediately judge something based off of the appearance and not the actual content of the movie. Let's, for argument's sake, say that we're releasing another Star Wars movie.
Okay.
And, well, it's not necessarily the same thing because Sonic is the main thing, but let's say R2-D2 makes an appearance in it. Or he's like throughout the movie, he's like he's not the mainstay, but he's like the co-actors, you know, or the co-stars.
Yeah,
and, right. Like he is anyway.
Well, I mean, not in the sense of like human actors like Rey or
all right,
but or Poe or things like that. But let's just say in this argument's sake that it is, and they give him a redesign. Let's just say, oh, it's an upgrade. They had to upgrade them all the parts and everything, and then he looks like shit.
Okay,
would people shit on that despite the fact...
Yeah.
Let me finish. Based off of the content, like, it's going to be an incredible movie. Like, it's already been highly rated. Everyone's just like, this is going to be an incredible film. And then people are going to shout and they're going to scream and they're going to bitch about it. At the end of the day, those same people that bitched and moan and complain about how he looks are still going to go to the fucking theater, spending their $12.50, because they're not going to watch it matinee. They're going to watch it in the first fucking day and watch it. So even if they bitch and they moan and they complain, it's not going to change the movie. Lucas or Disney's not going to do anything about it. They're like, fuck it. This is a Star Wars
movie.
It's
done.
It's done. We know you're going to fucking watch it. You can cry all you want, but you guys are going to give us your money.
I don't know if they'll say it like that, but yeah. I'm going to point out that you're talking about Star Wars, which is a very tumultuous,
again,
terrible fan base.
Yeah.
But again,
for argument's sake.
They'll go, yeah, they will. Just so they'll be like, oh, it's not that bad. Huh. Or they'll go, it's terrible. I'm going, yeah.
So for argument's sake in that,
I would need to see the design.
So you're telling me
that they redesigned it. You're okay?
Honest to God.
All right.
That R2-D2 came out looking like shit.
If he looked like a trash can with legs.
But you know for a fact that the Star Wars movies is incredible.
It's going to be good,
It's already been like prejudged, or not prejudged, the reviewers saw it early and everyone is loving it. Would you not watch it because R2-D2, as Sean's looks like a trash can with wheels?
Okay.
Legs.
No, I would watch it, but I'm like, what happened to R2 that they had to redesign him? Did he get shot? Did he take
it? What if they don't acknowledge it at all?
Yeah, what are they?
Well, if they're like, R2, hey, how's it going?
Oh, like C-3PO and his red leg. For some reason, or red arm. I forgot which.
It's in a comic book. There's a comic book that explains it.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they explained that.
Actually, the movie came out, and then
didn't
I was like,
they also
why did that
explain
happen?
That in the Lego Star Wars? One of the Lego
Star Wars.
Well,
the Lego Star Wars is not canon, but it's in the comic book. They actually have like a. They explain it in the Star Wars comic
book. Was it his leg or is his arm?
It's his arm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that came out, and like, why does C-3PO have a red arm? And it's like, don't worry about it.
Well,
right.
No,
oh,
he's
now
like,
there's
oh,
a comic book.
No,
about
no, he
it.
Said no, oh, not now. Like,
okay.
not now. Like after the movie came out. Like,
yeah, after the movie came out. I'm like
shortly after. Like here you go.
But so that was another thing. I'm like, why does C-3PO have a red arm?
I don't know. He's a droid. Parts break.
Yeah, and that's immediately I thought. I'm like, oh, he must have took a hit. Oh, I want to see him take a hit.
I'm like, yeah, it's in a comic book.
Oh no! And then he gets a red arm. Like, all right, cool. Chewie like put him together again. You know, like whatever. I saw him get completely damaged, and they just put him back together again. I'm like, all right,
he's been around a while.
Things happen. Same with R2. I'm like, if they had to give him a new actuator or like a new head.
No, like he's a trash, literally just like a trash can, but with like R2-D2 legs.
Does he still whistle and beep?
Like, sure. No, what if they did like they did on Family Guy when they said, look, when they changed the Muppets voice.
he went,
he goes, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, I would like, oh. Now it's
but the
funnier.
Movie's amazing. But the movie's amazing.
Now
people, I'm
now
pretty certain
funnier.
Other Star Wars fans will not feel like you do, and then we'll complain about it.
I think maybe it was just like, okay, now it's funnier. Like beep boop, and it's just and like Antonio Banderas doing the beep boop.
That would be great. See, I would be for that, but other fans would not appreciate it.
No, maybe not. But then I'm like, all right, now it's just funny, and you're just making fun of me. But then give him back the beep boops,
yeah.
Or if they gave him a voice, that would be cool.
He's like, hey guys. If he sounds like Cleveland,
hey guys,
but he's got to be
if
a good
he sounds
voice.
Like Cleveland when they did the Star Wars special on Family Guy,
Blue Harvest, if something, 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 Dark Side,
or
yeah.
If he sounds like Olaf,
son bitch,
that
take
would be
this. Pulls out the gun,
or if he sounds like Chris Tucker,
why don't you all smoke this?
I don't know, man. All I'm thinking of is comedic. If you're trying to keep a serious R2-D2.
He actually is the serious.
He
one,
is
though.
The serious one, but I don't know what you if you even give him a voice. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm pretty certain.
But you would still go and watch it.
I would still go and watch it, but if they completely took R2's soul and put him in a C-3PO body,
that's not that
or something.
Asking.
I mean,
then
if you gave him
totally
a droid,
droid
body, I'm like, or a different droid body, I'm like, oh,
he's an astromech. So,
all right,
you know, that's
I
how
mean,
he looks.
I could put my hard drive in another computer and it works.
Yeah, not other people would view it that way. That's
maybe
exactly
not.
That's actually
I'll
the exact
way,
same
though.
Point of what happened with Sonic the Hedgehog in this movie.
No,
he's
slightly
Hedgehog's
not a robot. He's
no,
a, he's an
but
animal.
His character is designed.
Hedgehog.
No, dude, I'm talking about the character design.
Okay.
Neither character exists in real life, so you know.
That's true, but...
Fictional characters,
yeah.
They don't exist, but, you know, it's like, hey, he changed it. I'm like, all right, that's how it is.
But it's not the same. If I were to switch your head onto Emmanuel's body, I'm not going to... I mean, like, oh,
that
God.
Is not actually a good comparison.
Yeah, that got really morbid really
so
quick.
So it's like, no, what it is they can't... They, Sonic
are
Hedgehog,
are you secretly
design.
Trying to tell us that you want to kill me and Randy?
No, he
right
wants
now.
To put my
work.
Body, my head on your body.
You guys aren't robots. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. And
no, it's just I'm like,
no,
listen,
I totally
you're
am.
Not seeing that.
Shut up.
I don't know. You're actually not, but okay. Like, I don't know.
He's a little weird.
Maybe okay. By your standards.
Well, yeah, you got to remember, you've known him all your life.
No, I know.
I'm the outside party. Well,
I'm also looking at him like, I know a lot of people who are way stranger than this. Like, yeah. Literally had a conversation way weirder than this right now.
That makes me feel a little better.
But again, it is a slippery slope. When people, like, when I hear, oh, they want to change it, I'm like, it's also issue is because of social media. It makes it easier for people to complain about a thing. And then, you know.
Especially when you create a hashtag.
No, yeah. Well, but then in this case with the Sonic the Hedgehog redesign, I think that was needed.
I mean, we don't know.
You know, you say that.
I feel like it was needed.
But you're not going to watch it anyways.
The movie's going to. Yeah, no, I'm not a great Sonic fan either.
So it's not. Then you don't know if it's needed.
If you weren't going to watch it to begin with, then you don't know if it was needed.
Well, now they have the Sonic fans going to watch the movie. Now
you
they
know.
Do.
You don't know that until it comes out. Well, we are going to find out the box office receipts.
That's true.
When it releases. Because we don't know anything of the results of what this does until it comes out. And if it's anything less than successful, then I look at it, I'm like, listen, don't say shit. If you don't like how a thing looks, don't say anything if you're not going to go see it.
Oh.
If you have no commitment to go watch a thing or support a thing after you ask it to be changed and postpone the development and the distribution of said product, don't say anything. Just stop.
Well, maybe an intelligent Sonic fan would be like, well, I know that movie's going to be complete shit and I'm not going to watch it, but hey, I appreciate the redesign.
Did that said intelligent Sonic fan complain about said design?
Probably.
If then, no, you need to go see it.
Yeah.
You are obligated to go see it.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, you are, because then you took money from someone else. Someone else had to work a lot harder to make this work.
True.
How many nights of overtime do you think they had to work?
A lot.
Probably a lot. Yeah.
Someone's working on it, and then all the different pitches of like, okay, here's the redesign, here's what we have, potentially.
It's like, like sit-down meetings, like, what do we do right, what do we do wrong? Because it's not just as simple as just like, oh, we're just going to paste this over it. I mean, these guys have to like all sit together and be like,
because it all comes down to how well it's received. Because, you know, there's other instances where things have changed, the characters have changed in movies from the books or the source material, and, you know, someone complains, but they don't do anything about it. Case in point, Idris Elba was Heimdall in the Thor franchise. And Heimdall is not a black British dude.
No.
But they hired one, and there were complaints about that. There were legitimate, like, I would say semi-racist complaints, even though they'll say it's not. Like, did they change it? Hell no, they didn't.
Nope.
And good for them.
And it's one of those things where we're okay with it.
And then we found out later that he hated the role anyway.
I mean, well,
like, God damn it.
I'm like, well, I mean, it's not his... It's not his cup of tea. It's also, you're a side character. It kind of sucks when you're the side character. Natalie Portman said hella shit about being freaking Jane Foster, and then now she's going to star in her own Thor movie.
Yep.
She ain't saying anything now. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she's getting that money now.
Well, she doesn't need the money, but she doesn't want to be a side character.
You're probably right.
I'm like, she definitely doesn't care about the money. She does care about having a good role. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I get that.
It was also like, the whole Patty Jenkins situation.
Yeah,
the
Dark World.
I mean, it pays into that. But it's like, listen... that's why I was saying for this. I wanted to bring this up because, like, there is a slippery slope. If you are going to complain about a design, think about it first and whether or not it could work out. Because there's a lot of things that people are really into now, and those are not the original designs. Like, Batman's super popular. Him now is definitely not how we started.
No.
And him is, and not even just design, but as a character. Like, everyone talks about how badass Batman is now. When he first started in the Golden Age, he was a dude fighting, like, you know, bank robbers with a flashlight.
Condiment King.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Condiment King's ass.
It's great, though.
He totally was.
Also, I'm kind of excited that the new Batman movie is going to have the black and gray suit. Or, I'm sorry, blue and gray suit.
Cool.
Super juiced over that.
Right.
I'm like, cool. I'm like, kind of hope that there's an Adam West reference in there somewhere.
Cool.
That'd be awesome.
It's fine.
That would be awesome. You know what? They can have the gray ghost. If you remember in the,
I know.
In the animated series.
He's cool.
I don't think they'll do that, though.
No, they won't.
They're not going to do that there, really.
No one knows who the
Maybe
Grey Ghost
will,
is.
But it'll probably be more of like an Easter egg type of thing. Like you have to look carefully in the Batcave.
You'll see like a Grey Ghost like figure that he has.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I think
that'd be fine.
Because that was cool when they brought him back for the voice.
Yeah, it was cool.
So that's
a good episode
good old
too.
Adam West.
All right. Next up.
All right. So we were talking about this before the show, and Randy King was just like, until I hear an official announcement, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
All right.
But the Hollywood Reporter has reported 3 days ago, at least as of this recording, mind you, the Friends reunion special in the works at HBO Max.
Ah, this. Yeah.
Sources tell the Hollywood Reporter that a deal is far from done, but the full cast and creators would participate.
Okay. Which they've said before. They're like, yeah, we do it. But
so the article goes, as mega hit Friends continues to celebrate its 25th anniversary, sources tell The Hollywood Reporter that the six core stars and the creators of the NBC comedy from Warner Brothers Television are in talks to reunite on HBO Max. Talks are currently underway for an unscripted reunion special that would feature Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer, as well as the series creator David Crane and Marta Kaufman. Sources caution that a deal is far from done and agreements with cast and creative still need to be hammered out.
Oh, that's going to be so expensive.
When and if deals are completed, the challenge then becomes sorting out everyone's schedule. Of course, the talks could fizzle and the whole concept could fall apart. Yeah. HBO Max and producers WBTV declined comment. News of reunion special arrives as Friends had found new audiences at its streaming home of Netflix. The series is officially leaving the streamer at year's end and will make its debut on Warner Media backed HBO Max when the $15 monthly subscription platform launches at
$15.
A date to be determined.
Oh, sorry. I said, I'm like, dang, HBO Max.
Sources say Warner Media paid $85 million per year for 5 years, totaling to $425 million to reclaim streaming rights to Friends for its own platform.
Christ.
Netflix, for its part, paid $80 to $100 million to keep Friends on its service for 2019 and was ultimately outbidded by Warner Media.
That's a lot of money.
Hell yeah, dude.
I look at that and I'm like, wow, is Friends still like cool and all? And then my niece, who's 17 years old, watches Friends.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Watches it a lot. And I'm like, wow. Good to know. It's like been off the air for so long.
Yeah. And people are still, and like, it's still making tons of money on syndication, like on TBS.
They make
and all that.
So much money off that show. Like, holy That's why I'm like, the only person I think.
This is probably why we don't really see like David Schwimmer doing anything.
He doesn't
like,
care.
Don't have to
actually,
no.
I mean,
he does more directing than anything else.
He does
but
directing.
Like, even if he were to just stop what he was doing right now. He's still set for life.
Yeah, I mean, when you get syndicated.
Done.
Because, like, first of all, Friends ended in a time where it was still, I wouldn't say the heyday of broadcast television. It was still like the and also syndication, because they had done so many episodes. They had such a big deal. They were so popular. Then Netflix came around and was like, we're going to give you more money. I'm like, holy crap, we'll take it. Because they got paid a lot of money when it was airing, and then in syndication, even more money.
Yeah,
they don't care. I'm like, all right, here you go. I don't care. That's why every time you see interviews with them, like, would you do a reunion? I'm like, well, I mean, it'd be fine. I don't care. Like,
but it's not really on the top of our to-do list.
And then realistically, the only careers that really took like a huge like jump over after, or they did things after that, would be like, you know,
Aniston,
Jennifer Aniston, who's like a titan on the big screen. And then you also
Courtney Cox was up there for a little while. She was for a little
while. She did more TV. But Matthew Perry also consistently works in movies and television. It's like, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I mean, everyone else, it's one of those things where they just do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Kudrow ended up creating like an online show for a while.
Which actually wasn't it's a web therapy, which I don't think actually was on the web. It was like a show that made it look like it was on the web. But
yeah,
it was
like video chats, right?
Yeah, but it was actually like, I forgot who was producing that. I want to say it was Showtime, but it was one of those things. I'm like, this is really clever. I really like this. I'm not gonna pay to see this series on a network that I don't own already. But yeah,
let's see. Matt LeBlanc does things from time to time.
I mean, he did the he does that British was it not Road and Track?
No, he's Top Gear.
Top Gear, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
He did like Top Gear for a while,
which he looks had like own, fun,
and,
by the way.
And he had like his he did that other series with the extras, and then
it. There's like he had a show on CBS where he was a stepdad.
It's still going.
It's still going.
It's going. Yeah.
Oh man,
I think it's like.
And then Matthew Perry did a rendition of what was it? The Odd Couple.
He did Odd Couple for like 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. He's done movies. He's had multiple shows. You know, it's like, yeah. But then again, I look at him like they probably do it because they're like.
Yeah, imagine how much money.
I'm bored.
At least for that.
Do something.
At least for that 1 month, how much money HBO Max is going to make just on that 1 month?
Oh.
Like everyone's going to sign up just to watch that.
I don't know if I could do that with like, that for that cost.
$15.
I can't.
Well, let's see.
And you want to know something
on top
about
of
that?
Everything
Here's
else.
The crazy thing about it. I honest to God believe that people are going to do that.
I'm sure
because
they will.
Again, people have been asking since it went off the air. When are you guys going to do a reunion? When are you guys going to do a reunion? When are you guys going to do a reunion? So it's just like, all right, do you want a reunion? It's going to cost you $15.
$15, check it out.
There you go.
And then there's other stuff potentially on HBO Max, because we've talked about this before in other episodes. They do plan on having other products in there, potentially some DC stuff.
Yeah, they do.
In hopes to compete with Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Which has already launched, and my wife and my family and I are really enjoying it, so... Total side note on
Speaking of another 25th anniversary, In Living Color is going to be doing a reunion as well.
It's happening.
And
totally happening.
Every actor is going to come back for that.
Good.
I'm wondering if I know we talked about this on the last J-Lo. Podcast. If J-Lo is going to show up in some way or form.
She might have she'll have to do a whole new generation of Fly Girls because I don't think those girls want to. I don't know if they can get a hold of all those dancers.
No, probably some of them don't.
Wasn't she the leader of them though?
No.
No.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm sure she was a choreographer potentially on there, but she probably was the one who she was more camera ready than everyone else.
Yeah.
But I'm
though if she were to come out with if they were going to do new Fly Girls and then she just come out and she starts dancing.
Oh man, it'd be awesome.
I think that's what they would do. Yes! What better way to do it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't have Fire Marshal Bill. I'm not interested.
So here's from the Hollywood Reporter. Yeah.
No Fire Marshal Bill. I'm not indeed.
We need to know what skits.
Actually, no. Hold on. This is
if
an
Jamie
old
Fox doesn't do his.
Wanda. Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't do that,
or the films by men.
Men on Film.
Men on Film. Them.
With
Homie Don't Play That. Homie the Clown.
I mean, they're all going to show up. It'll be great, but it's one of those things where.
Oh, Mo Money. Or that.
Oh, yeah.
Mo Money.
We got to go. Great.
And.
Because they jacked everything from the car.
Yeah, they stole everything. It was great.
They jacked it all.
And it was fun. Oh, man.
Keenan and I.
Keenan's gonna have to get on camera.
Keenan Ivory Wayans. I know he's gonna have
to now.
Oh man,
I don't know what he looks like. He
probably looks exactly the same.
Maybe
except with some gray. Because Damon Wayans looks exactly the same except with some gray.
That's yeah he does. Damon Wayans kept in shape, but
he's not gonna say he's shape. He just looks the same.
He's a little.
I've
older,
seen him in a bunch of stuff. He appears in everything his son does.
Okay.
And plays his dad.
Okay.
Which is funny because I'm like, well, yeah, because you look just like him.
I don't know about.
It's crazy how much he looks like him.
Though David Alan Grier got older.
Yes.
Yeah. Tommy Davidson did not age.
No, he's one of those guys where you're like, man, you look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
He still does. He still tours into stand up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who else have I not seen in a while that came from there? Oh, their sister.
Oh, yeah.
Wayans.
Kim Wayans. I haven't seen
There's like 30 Wayans from that show alone. Never mind that they have children, potentially grandchildren at this point.
Yeah.
Because of how long it's been.
I haven't seen her in anything.
They do a lot of, they're behind the scenes folks now.
Which is fine.
I'm sure they did a lot
of
stuff.
The only one that really goes out on stage or on TV is Marlon. Marlon Wayans.
It's Marlon.
And Sean.
Sean doesn't do a lot anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
But yeah, it's mainly Marlon and then Damon Wayans because he does things with his son.
Okay. I thought he was doing a little bit of stand-up too.
So it's like,
good.
Oh. I mean, it's one of those things where it's because they're a very big clan and they just do a lot of, they're behind-the-scenes people now.
All right.
They're probably writing their own stuff. And
that's probably
I don't know.
Really
if this works
too.
Out, I mean, I'd like to see the show.
It's funny that you bring that up too because as far as behind-the-scenes stuff, I found out recently that I can't remember how I came upon it, but it was an interview with Sean Wayans.
All right.
And he was talking about how they didn't actually know about Scary Movie 3 until,
the trailer. Until they didn't do it, yeah.
Nobody told them that anybody was working on Scary Movie 3, even though they were basically the writers, directors, creators of Scary Movie and Scary Movie 2.
Yeah, but it wasn't their studio that
it
was making
it. Because they didn't own the rights to Scary Movie. Yeah. It was whoever is the one that actually puts it on.
It's the same team who did Airplane. It's that squad. Well, hey, man, I actually really like. They do the sight gags, and I actually like that they did that. It's just one of those things where it was just different. Because, you did the first two, you're like, okay, we know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I did feel bad because the guys who took over were like, well, because we wanted to bring the funny back. And
It's almost the same.
Because the first one's really good. Second one, you're like, guys, what did you do? Yeah. What are you guys doing?
It just reminds me of when they found out about the Wayans brothers. They didn't find out till they were the last people to find out that the Wayans brothers was canceled.
Because they didn't say anything. Studios don't care. If you don't actually own the property, what does it matter?
Yeah, I guess.
You're just players.
That sucks.
It does, but it's that happens. I mean, Community with season 4, they kicked the creator out. And it was because the studio owns this.
Oh, right.
Which one?
Did.
With Community in season 4.
Right.
Which I actually still really like season 4. But Dan Harmon got booted out. And he's like, yeah, his assistant had to tell him that they're cleaning out his office. So I'm like, well, when you don't own your own stuff.
Well, fine.
That happens. You gotta
guess
get,
I'll make Rick and Morty and blow like, you clowns
actually,
out of the water.
Actually, he did it. So you know that was much later. It wasn't after until yeah. way after that.
It
but
was.
Then he had to come back anyway. Mm-hmm. He had him come back for 5 and 6.
Guess you need.
So it was only the fourth season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I felt like I thought it was longer for some
no,
reason.
No, he did. I believe he got in the fifth.
Speaking
the
on
sixth.
That, by the way, did you guys see the season premiere of Rick and Morty?
I did not.
Yes.
I missed it. I mean, I saw clips of it, but I'm like, I didn't see the whole thing.
Not yet. Damn.
Although cool. I looked at, I'm like, oh, it's only 10 episodes for the season.
Five.
Or five. Sorry, five.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
you know what they're gonna do. They're only saying five right now, yeah, yeah, but it was yeah. more so just because they're gonna take the holidays off.
Yeah. Well, I look at that, I'm like, did you guys finish it and you're just parsing it out? Because if you did, don't be jerks. Just say it. Don't.
At least be honest with us.
Like, be real.
I mean, Mr. Poopy Butthole was just like, we'll see you guys in a year and a half, maybe two. That was being honest with us. We waited that long for it.
Well, also,
thank
like,
you for that honesty.
What I want to know is, what took so long? Was it the writing or was it animation? Because I feel like animation, the way they do it,
you know what?
Can be cranked out really
say,
quickly now.
I'm going to say both, but more so on the writing. Because
be
I also know that Dan Harmon is a he's very much of a stickler when it comes down to the writing.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
He has come awesome. Out and he has said that, I can't remember the name of the episode, but it was the superhero episode. He hated that one because it didn't follow a set formula that he has set for every single episode. That was the one episode that didn't do that.
Okay.
And it became his most disliked episode. Oh, man. Why can't I remember the name of that episode?
I like that episode.
It's fine.
Yeah. I like that one.
It's yeah. because he has a format with how every episode is.
Sometimes you got to get used to change, buddy.
That's okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, that was what, season three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it because that's his baby, and I get it. It's like, oh, it's like legitimately for him. Mm-hmm. But that's why I wanted to know, like, listen, don't fucking dig me around. You tell me, hey, we're going to have more. Don't worry about it. Here's what it is.
I feel like they would do that. Yeah. They would totally do that.
But, or it's like, okay, well, what's taking so long, bro?
I mean... I mean, he does have other projects as well.
Does he?
Yeah. Have you guys seen the VRV series that he has?
Well, he has a bunch of shows he writes for, and he's like the showrunner.
Oh, that. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, okay, it's not. I'm not saying that he needs to only focus on Rick and Morty, but man, you're taking it. You're really parsing out for a while, buddy.
It might not even be just them, but it's also like the voice cast as well. I know, like one of those guys, the guy who does Jerry, he's like in so many different things.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Like, I think he's even doing Geico commercials now.
Probably.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
voiceover work can get a voiceover actor a lot of you got to sit in the booth for a while, so it can take some time.
Okay,
I get all that, but that's all I want to know is like, what's taking so long? The writing or the animation?
Yeah, because
I feel like animation could you just crank that out, man? I feel like my son can. We can. There's an app for it somewhere. We're like, hey, we just did it now. Here we go. Done.
But you'll know the quality.
Rick and Mortify himself.
No. Well, has most it's of it how they set. Do it. It's not like they're doing like The Simpsons where it's all hand-drawn by some team in Korea.
Okay.
Like, no, I'm assuming it's like, oh, no, you got these guys who did it. Here you go. Donezo.
It's not. Oh, all right. Sure. Because
I mean,
think
I can be wrong, but yeah.
I would think that's even like hand-drawn in like Korea, too. I have no idea.
I don't think that's done in Korea.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no,
no just to go off of what Sean is saying, because like, I remember... Korea was in charge of the Boondocks, which is why that took a long time for that to come out, because it was going back and forth between those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, Rick and Morty has more of that grassroots look.
Yeah.
Like it's just, oh, somebody was just doodling and then it just got better and better progressively.
Excuse me. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, well, they probably have a squad that does it like all in their very fancy touchscreen computers with their special pen. I'm like, here.
Chris Parnell, by the way. For some reason, I couldn't remember his name. Chris Parnell.
Yeah. Because I don't know if Archer's still around, because that's the only show I know that he does.
Does Archer...
He's on Archer, for
former
sure.
Former cast member of SNL.
Is he?
He was, yeah.
Oh, cool.
They used to have a segment called Chris Parnell Raps, which was really good.
Okay,
he's cool. The one who came with Lazy Sundays.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that song where they tell all they do.
I'm actually looking it up right now to see what he's actually been up to.
All right. Yeah, because that guy...
Also, he's also put in part of enough shows and done enough stuff.
Like live action stuff, yeah.
Like, he doesn't need the money.
No.
He really doesn't.
I guess he doesn't. I mean, because he is an actual actor.
I mean, voiceover work, you can get a lot of money from. So I never try and disparage, like, oh, yeah, you can actually... No,
yeah.
No, they're acting.
That's
just,
an
know,
industry that, yeah,
makes
you
some
wouldn't
money
think
on.
That actually is
you can
very
make a
profitable.
A ton of money on.
You could. Yeah, let's Tara see. Strong must be rolling.
Oh, dude.
I bet she is.
Okay, so a couple of things that he's done in the last few years. Family Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does The Priest and Doug. Miracle Workers, he's God's dad. Love, Death, and Robots.
Yeah.
He was the cat.
Yeah. which is funny because I'm like, that cat doesn't talk. But yeah.
Well, he talks at the end. Happy Together, he was Wayne.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was the narrator on Adam Ruins Everything.
Yeah, he's been. He, when he? They when they do the animated segments.
Okay.
Or animated episodes, when they do the Adam Ruins History.
All right.
He was in Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
He was a mud alien and he was a scientist. He was on Blackish. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yep.
Okay.
See here. American Dad. Well, of course. American I believe animation.
That. Yeah.
Rhett and Link's Buddy System.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard
Bob's
of it.
Burgers.
I believe
again,
that.
Again. Inside Amy Schumer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, he plays a live person there.
Okay.
The Mr. Peabody and Sherman Show.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the spin-off series from the movie.
Another period. Be Cool, Scooby-Doo. Yeah,
he's got a lot of, well, what it is, because he knows a lot. He's a very funny person, and he knows a lot of funny people who make shows. And
cool.
They bring him in.
That's dope.
Works the network at these types of things.
Well, perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's Hollywood. That's how that works. So, but yeah, I mean, it's good to see that Rick and Morty's back, but it's one of those things like, come on, guys, just tell us when you're putting the schedule out.
Well, I mean, it's 5 episodes down, 65 more to go. So at least we have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hopefully, unless something happened.
I'm going to have to just watch it the hard way.
What? When it comes
on? That's what I plan on doing.
I'm like, when it actually comes on? The air?
Yeah, that's what I actually plan on doing, but I was looking forward to it, watching it and everything. And I'm like, this is going to be good. And then I had to pick up my kid, and she's like,
why don't you just DVR it?
Because I don't have traditional cable like normal people, remember? Yeah. But
you just have the internet.
I do. And
can't you just get it from the internet again?
If I want to download it illegally, which I'm not going to do that. But I think it's on Hulu. Could probably do it. But my kid right now is all that Netflix and anime right now. So I ain't going to watch a damn thing until I take her to her mother's. Same thing with Mandalorian. I ain't gonna watch a damn thing until I take her to my mother's.
You know, which I thought was a smart thing on Disney's part for Disney Plus, is that you can't binge it. It is weekly.
Oh,
and I was like, dang, you guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
Granted, the first week, this week rather, when you're hearing this, it'll be like the second week it's been out.
So it's second episode.
Well, no, actually, second episode was today as we're recording.
Oh, cool. All right.
Which I was like, hell yeah, this is amazing.
Down. All right, I'll have to watch it.
That's a great way. That's a great way to space it out too, because if you think about it, it's a monthly subscription. You know, if you were to pay for Netflix for like $10 a month, you can watch everything you want in 1 month.
Yeah.
And then like for the next month, like okay, I got my fill, I'm gonna shut it off now. But Disney Plus is like, no. Well, you have to hold on.
Well, actually, because what it is because Disney Plus will give you 7 days free. You can watch. I was like, they're like drug dealers. You get the first one as a taste. Here you go.
Cool.
And then second one, I'm like, oh, dang it.
Unless you're actually willing to like wait until the entire thing and then take
and then do it, but I'm like,
but who's gonna do that?
I mean, some people might, but I'm like, hey, it's no secret. I was already all in. I already paid the 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm equated out to like $4 a month. I'm like, already good. And just so you know, Rick and Morty is
it's on Hulu.
Well, no, it is on Hulu. I'm just making sure.
I'm not sure if this new season is up on Hulu just yet.
No.
For sure, Adult Swim probably has it, but you gotta wait until it goes all the way through its cycle.
Yeah, the new season does not appear on Hulu.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to wait.
Okay.
Let me double check. I'm just looking right now.
Well, for sure, then, on AdultSwim.com. That's how I usually watch a lot of my Adult Swim cartoons.
Yeah, I knew I was going to make it, so I had my roommate DVR it, and we watched it.
Yeah, they only have up to season 3, which, I mean, it's all the episodes, or it's their current run, not the new ones yet.
Hulu, what are you doing?
Well, probably because they don't have the rights to it yet.
True.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
We keep making this argument over and over again. Which one are you going to buy? I feel bad for Netflix. I don't know what the hell you're going to do.
Actually, there is a small... I mean, it's kind of on top of this, but Netflix supposedly is working out a deal with Nickelodeon, which I'm like, you got to... Oh, yeah. They're like, yep, if you're going to try and fight Disney Plus, get with Nickelodeon.
That's probably
a
smart
move. And I was like,
oh,
that is a good move.
Recently, my daughter's been watching Victorious.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, yo, it's so good. I'm like,
like,
all right.
I mean, it
whatever
suits
you
her.
Say, dear.
I'm like, it suits her. I get it. I watch that show with my nieces.
And honestly, I can sit down and watch it and be like, okay. And then not pay attention to it and pull up the Switch out of the clamshell and start playing Smash. And it's fine for the background, but my daughter's all about that.
Well, it suits her.
And she was upset. She's like, wait a minute. Is iCarly on Netflix? And looked it up and went, no. This is bullshit.
I'm like, well,
fine, I'll watch Victorious.
I look at them like I my son's had a similar conversation. I'm like, oh, it's not available to watch on these things. I'm like, no, son. Oh, how sad. You have to find it on somewhere else. Not like your dad who had to watch it when it aired.
You
like, why don't you calm
down?
Understand. Like, why don't you relax? You don't know how precious things are.
I had this.
Gotta love those.
I had
back
this
in
on stream happen. I had that moment happen on my stream last week.
Did you really?
Oh my God.
What happened?
So somebody brought up about subtitles in anime, and I'm like, look, I don't mind them, but I can't have it because I think it was something between Crunchyroll and anime on Netflix. And my daughter watching anime on Netflix because a lot of it is dubbed, and she will only watch dubbed anime. They're like, why won't she watch subtitled? I'm like, well, I understand because she's watching the bottom of the screen, not really watching what's going on in the main scene. And sometimes even me, I'm thinking, I've had to watch subtitle stuff twice just to get the whole scope of everything that's going on. I'm like, dude, I don't have that kind of time. So it would be easier if it was dubbed, but... I mean,
it depends on how you are. Like, I subtitle almost everything I watch.
Yeah.
Just because I don't always have the audio on, and I will read it, and I still catch what's going on.
Exactly.
It depends on how you're trained to do this.
I do notice that when I do turn on captions, that I will stare down instead of looking at what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my daughter does it. I do it. And I'm like, well, back in our day, when we had to wait on a year and a half to get like episodes of Sailor Moon dubbed or dubbed, and it was always edited.
Because Viz Media.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at it now, is animation as a whole, with voiceover acting being as good as it is.
Yeah, now.
It's like, it's been like that for, I mean, like, I was thinking about like, Cowboy Bebop did an amazing job.
Yes.
And it's
they
like,
they opened
that,
the door, man.
And that was now 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you know, they've been working on this for a while. That's why I'm like, oh, I watched freaking Spirited Away dubbed because I know how it was, and that's how I watched it.
Yep.
Like, am I against the original language it's in and subtitle? I'm like, no, not at all. But this is the one I like.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's all right.
But yeah, my kid, and it's like, what do I do? I can't have, she loves anime, but it's like, she won't watch anything on Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll's real
Japanese.
Cheap because it's all Japanese. She's like,
Japanese is subtitled.
And it's subtitled. She's not going to do it. And I'm like, I want to strangle you.
I mean, that's what she wants to do. You can't, or, I mean, eventually
you
she understand might come around.
Netflix is more expensive,
I mean,
child.
If
but how else am I going to get Victorious, Dad?
That's like, true. I don't know. Tell her get a job. Have her mom pay for it.
Pull your hair out of your scalp.
You should tell her to have your mother pay for this and be okay.
Damn 13-year-old.
It happens.
She just
like
turned 13.
Ronan actually watches almost all his television, regardless of the language, with subtitles on.
Good.
So he knows. So
that's good, because he can get like better at reading
like,
and
oh,
whatnot.
Yeah, you see this.
That's how I did it when I was a kid.
I'm like, okay.
Whatever.
I mean, that's why I'm okay with it. I'm like, eh.
That's
subtitle
good.
Or dubbed.
He's going to have to hit the space bar to be like, okay, now read it because he doesn't read it as fast. And then hit the space bar.
I mean,
bar
it also depends on who the production is and how they did it. Because,
true.
You know, like early versions of like with subtitles and everything, it's the dialogue happens and then the words come in really quick.
And then, yeah, you don't
it's
get
like,
a
no,
chance
no,
to read
now
it all.
They realize, oh, no, there's a wider audience who's going through this. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, okay, we're going to space it out. Here it is.
Yeah,
like,
do
okay,
that smartly.
Good.
Very good.
It's like, yeah, smart subtitling.
And you can have bad subtitling. Absolutely.
Oh, easily.
Oh, man.
Depends on
one of the things that I've noticed is when I'm watching anime that has subtitles in it is they have the same word meaning so many different things.
Yeah, but that's just the language.
Yeah, that's
that.
The language, but it's
also
you catch
who translated.
It there.
Who translates these things?
That's
it's
like,
true. Oh, yeah. Is it a real legitimate person who's translating? Or not legitimate, but like a person who
or
knows
it's,
what
or
it's
did somebody
for?
Just copy the text and like go to Google Translate?
Or even then, if it's someone who just phonetically heard it, like, hey, what does this mean? I'm like, oh, it means that. But they don't know the context of what's being said. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Okay.
It's like,
but still.
But yeah, I get it. It's like, you're like, come on, honey, you want the cheaper choice. Daddy, it hurts. It makes daddy's wallet better if you pick Crunchyroll.
God.
She don't care.
Nope.
How about you not give her what she wants?
Yeah. I mean, like what? Wait, why is Netflix not working? I don't know. I had to not pay for it. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. She will stop everything.
Hold the phone.
Hold on. We don't have Netflix anymore?
Yeah. I would be like, listen, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though?
You got to give her
your kid wouldn't be the only way that will. Oh, excuse me. Your kid wouldn't be the only one that would respond that way at this point.
That's true.
Like, everybody, kids and adults would be like, wait.
I'd be like, no,
hold
man.
Hold on.
I know. What? No, they
are
raise
you
prices.
Telling me that we don't have the most basic streaming service right now. It's like
that basic streaming service is expensive.
That costs like $13. Whoa. So you are telling me that we don't have this anymore.
I am telling you with my face and mouth that we do not have Netflix.
I'm like, because
it is $14.99 and daddy needs that HBO Max.
They're having a really, they promised to have a really good Justice League movie in here. So,
sorry, there you go.
Adult priorities.
I don't know if that's okay, confirmed, but yeah. HBO Max. I'm like, dang, HBO Max, you're going to be expensive, aren't you?
They are.
Dang,
it's going to be exactly like Netflix.
Isn't that the same price of
Netflix?
No, HBO Go?
I heard it was $14.99.
I don't know. See, my HBO Go is part of...
Oh, it's part of the package.
It's part of the package, so I'm technically paying $7.99 for mine.
I think a friend of mine was telling me that they were getting it specifically through Amazon because they were watching Game of Thrones, and they were saying that they're spending $15 a month for
it. I look at it, I'm like... That sucks for you guys.
So, actually, I don't think it's any more. It's not any more expensive, but it is pricier than your standard.
I mean, again, it's going to get to that point where, like, you know, it'd be really good if they just put it all in one thing. But yeah, it's called cable. We got to go back. Got to go back to cable.
We're going to have to regress.
It's like, dang it.
I told you.
I'm like, yeah, we all know that.
But,
yeah.
I warned
Or it's also
you.
The idea of what are you willing not to watch anymore? Because you don't have to get everything.
Yeah. Man. Okay.
And like I said, you can just, like, because of the way that streaming sites are, they'll have everything all at once, so you just need to pay for that 1 month so that you can catch everything.
Catch up, and you're like, okay. Unless they want to do what Disney Plus did and was like, no.
Weekly content.
Weekly content, which I appreciate because I am a subscriber.
Uh-huh.
But if I were trying to, so I want to catch this couple of things, or catch this series, I'm like, nope, sorry, bro.
That is a smart way of doing it.
Yeah.
Hmm. That is a smart way.
All right.
I don't know. It's
guys,
exciting time.
90 minutes. We have
left.
Hit it.
Oh.
No, 90 minutes left. Yeah, we do 3-hour shows now, Sean. You didn't know that?
Oh, okay.
No, we're not doing that.
We decided this while you were gone.
We're going to double it up.
That wouldn't be the first time you've done something like that.
It was Sarah's idea, actually.
Sarah said, yeah, we're going to do 3 hours. 3-hour show, guys.
You can blame her.
we love you, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah. She's got to be here for those decisions.
No, she was here. We made the decision.
And
like, she left.
And then she's not here. Well,
and
she
here
failed.
I am.
Actually, I did invite Sarah to this show. She couldn't make it because she's had a little bit of car trouble where she needs to make sure, or she's trying to get her, someone busted her window, so she's trying to get that fixed. That's why she couldn't make
it. Pictures,
and she's doing stuff here.
Boo.
Asses.
But yes.
So, Sean, just go ahead and write all of your ideas down now, and then next time she's here,
and then maybe
if you're
we'll
not
veto
here,
them.
We'll pass them to her.
Sure.
We'll see what she says.
And
okay.
Sarah become our producer.
Clear with Sarah. We're going to clear everything with Sarah now.
Yes.
When did Sarah become our producer?
She's like, no.
A while ago.
A long time ago. While you were gone.
While you were gone.
You got to make it, you got to have a better attendance.
Yeah, there was an entire interview session right before we even started recording.
Then,
checked the references,
like,
the
yeah,
resume checked out.
I'm going to knock on the door to Garage Studios and be like, what's the password?
I know.
What the hell are you talking about, a password? We decided one when you were gone.
Sarah said it was we need to have a, well, we have a doorman now, and that he checks everyone to come in.
Who are you? Sean Vander? You're not on the list. I'm like, you know, fine. Whatever.
Fuck these guys. Done with you, anyways.
Well, I'm gonna make my own, gonna make my own amusement park with blackjack and hookers.
And hookers, yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's the best way to end the show.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
No final lines this one. That's the best way to do it
with blackjack and hookers.
With blackjack and hookers.
Aww.
Thank you so much for listening to the show, ladies and gentlemen. As always, a reminder: like, share, subscribe on all of our social media and our YouTube page.
Leave some comments or review us. I don't care. Do
and
you
wherever
want.
You listen Ooh, to your us. Podcasts. For Sean Vander and Randy Kings, I am that stubborn SOB, Vitamin E Man, reminding everybody to stay shiny to each other.